You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Exodus, chapter 32, and verse 1 to 4. And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, Up, make us gods, which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what it become of him. And Aaron said unto them, Break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives, of your sons, and of your daughters, and bring them unto me. And all the people break off the golden earrings which were in their ears, and brought them unto Aaron. And he received them at their hand, and fashioned it with a graving tool, after he had made it a molten calf. And they said, These be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. You know, this story is quite instructive. There are so many lessons in this story. The first thing I want to point out is this. This Aaron, who made these idols for them, did you know he ended up becoming the first high priest? God didn't say, because you do this, you will no longer be my high priest. God is merciful. No matter the terrible mistake you have made, God is able to give you a second chance. God is able to redeem you, to save you, and to use you. Please note that. But then, I want us to look at something. The people had a problem. They couldn't wait for Moses. They had a problem of waiting. They couldn't wait for Moses. So they said, make us a gods that will go before us. I'm like, okay, if you don't even want to wait for Moses, why can't you simply leave? Why do you need a god? Why do you need gods? And somebody took your earring and right in your presence fashioned something and said, this is your god. And then you believe it. When you were crossing the Red Sea, was it there? Let me tell you something, brethren. A heart that does not know God will seek idols. Today, this kind of heart is still in the church. Why do you think people are selling things in the church? They are selling soap. They are selling water. They are selling olive oil. They are selling all kinds of materials. Why? It's because human beings don't want to walk with God by faith. They want to see something. They want to hold something. Jesus didn't give us anything except his word. The apostle didn't give us anything except his word. But today, people are going to a mountain. They say there was one man of God. He prayed on that mountain. So that place becomes a pilgrimage where people go. It's idolatry. People are looking for something. They are looking for olive oil to anoint their car when they want to go out, to put on their children, to do on. It's idolatry. It just shows that your heart can simply not walk with God by faith. You are just looking for something. Some people say, "Hey, but can God not use anything?" That is God. That is not you. That's not you. That is God. God can decide that somebody is sick. Give him a bottle of water. The person will be fine. That is God. That is not you. You are to walk with God by faith. They that come to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We walk with God by faith. Enoch walked with God by faith. But you will see many hearts are looking for idols. Even if it is poster, even if it is a sticker, even if they just want something physical they could relate with. People don't just want to walk with God by faith. It's the same heart. So don't read this scripture and think that, oh, these children of Israel, they are terrible. So are many who profess to be Christians today. What Aaron did today, you wouldn't even believe that Aaron that was working with Moses, that he would do such a thing. Aaron that God said, I have called him along with Moses, will now be the one making this kind of foolish things for them. That is how many pastors today are creating gods for you, giving you articles, giving you things that you are holding on. Why are people carrying images up and down? You see, the heart of a man that does not know God is idolatry in nature. It will be seeking things. to represent God. Men need things. They just have to see something. Some people can't pray. They have to hold some chain or something and be counting in order to pray. It's all idolatry. To walk with God is by faith. Even though you can't see Moses, you must wait for him. You must trust that God is working. They couldn't wait. Just like today, Jesus has gone. He's not coming back. And many people are already creating something. But you see, Jesus is coming. He has given us the Holy Spirit. He has given us his word. Why are you looking for physical things? Why are you looking? Some of you will carry water, be spraying your house. You say it's the blood of Jesus. All of that, they are all indicators that your heart is idolatry in nature. You must repent of such and hold on to God and nothing else. You don't need anything. You don't need to see anything or have anything to follow the Lord. You walk with God by faith through Jesus Christ, our Lord. May the Lord give you understanding. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. To know more about the ministry, please visit livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.